Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novick. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishnah Torah, one perek each day. Today we'll be learning Hilchot Ishut Perek Hey. The last two prakim were devoted to general dinim about the procedure of kiddushin. This perek focuses on kiddushei kesef and addresses a basic question: what qualifies as kesef with which a man can be mekadesh a woman? The perek can be split into three parts, each of which deals with one aspect of this question. The first 12 halachot relate to an essential property of kesef kiddushin. It must be an object of value, which belongs to the man and is within his power to give away. The following 12 halachot delve into a second property. The kesef kiddushin must provide a tangible benefit to the woman. The last 5 halachot of the perek list specific cases in which it isn't immediately clear what constitutes the kesef kiddushin, and how to evaluate in each of these cases if the minimal threshold of a sheva pruta is reached. Halacha Aleph. Hamekadesh b'davar shu asur b'hana'a, kigon chametz b'pesach, o basar b'chalav, v'chayutzei behen mishar isurei hana'a, eina mekudeshet. V'afilu haya asur b'hana'a midivrihem, kigon chametz b'sha'a shishit, miyom arba'asar, eina mekudeshet. Kiddushin cannot be done with any object which is asur b'hana. The Rambam doesn't explain why, and the simplest understanding is that such an object is considered to have no value, because it may not be used to obtain any benefit, including selling it for money. Even if one is mekadesh a woman with something which is asur b'hana only on a rabbinic level, like chametz in the hour before chatzot on Erev Pesach, see the end of Hilchot Chametz Umatzah, Perek Aleph, she isn't mekudeshet even midoraita. The simplest understanding of this is that even a rabbinic isur hana makes the object unusable on a practical level, and therefore it is worthless, and thus invalid as kesef kiddushin. If this is true, then the Rambam's din should apply to all isuri hana d'rabbanan, and this is the opinion of the Magid Mishnah and the Tur. But the kesef Mishnah believes that the Rambam chose his example carefully. Chametz during the sixth hour is a rabbinic extension of an Isser Hana Midoraita of Chametz after the sixth hour and during all of Pesach. It may be that only this type of Isser Hana Drabanan is invalid as Kesef Kiddushin, but an Isser Hana which is entirely Midrabanan, without any Doraita root, is valid. The classic example of this is Chulin Shenishchdu Ba'azara, a regular non-korban animal shechted in the Mikdash. In the Shulchan Aruch, he goes even further and rules against the Rambam. If one is Mekadesh using an Isser Hana Drabanan with a Torah root, like Chametz in the sixth hour, the woman is Safek Mekudeshet, not Eina Mekudeshet at all, like for the Rambam. And if he uses a pure Isser Drabanan, like Chulin Shenishchdu Ba'azara, she is Vadai Mekudeshet. It is forbidden to sell any Isser Hana, because exchanging it for money is a form of benefit. However, if one violates this and sells it anyway, the money he receives in exchange is not itself Asur B'Hana. Therefore, a man may be Mekadesh with that money, and the Kiddushin are effective. The exception is Avodah Zarah. Money received in exchange for Avodah Zarah partakes of the Isser Hana of the original Avodah Zarah, as we saw in Hilchot Avodah Zarah Perek Zayin. And therefore, Kiddushin with that money is ineffective. The rest of Halacha Bet describes another chumrah of the Isser Hana of Avodah Zarah, specifically of a cow of Avodah Zarah as compared to a cow or bull, which is Asur B'Hana for a different reason. We omit the details. Halacha Gimel says that one may be Mekadesh with Perot Shvi'it, with the ashes of a paraduma, and with the water in which these ashes are mixed. The Mei Nida, sprinkled on a Tmei Meit, is part of his purification. In the case of each of these items, there is an isser to make money from doing a certain activity, selling the perot shvit, mixing the ashes of the paraduma with the water, and using the meinida to purify someone. Nonetheless, since there are also permitted ways to get hana from each of these items, a man can be mekadesh a woman with each one. We pick up with the second part of Halacha Gimel. Hamekadesh behekdesh shel bedek habayit, b'shogeg harezo mekudeshet, v'hu yishalem keren v'chomesh lehekdesh, v'yaviyah shamo k'din kolmo el bishkaga, v'im kidesh bo b'mezid eina mekudeshet. If one is mekadesh using hekdesh bedek habayit, which is an act of me'ila, then the kiddushin are only effective if the hekdesh is desecrated as a result of the me'ila, and the object becomes chol. We say it is yotzei l'chulin. Somewhat counterintuitively, the hekdesh is yotzei lechulin, and therefore the kiddushin works only if the me'ila was done accidentally, not if it was done intentionally. This is because the yetzia lechulin depends on the formal din of me'ila, that is, the carbon for me'ila described in Parshat Vayikra, which is only brought if the me'ila was done accidentally. So if one knowingly tries to nekadesh a woman with hekdesh bet kabayit, the hekdesh remains hekdesh, and the kiddushin is therefore invalid. Halacha Dalet says that in contrast to Hekdesh Bet HaKabayit, Maiser Sheni is never Yotzei L'chulin without being redeemed. The principle is that Maiser Sheni is Mamon Gavoa, the property of Hashem, which we are allowed and commanded to eat, but have no right to use for other purposes. Therefore, Kiddushin performed with Maiser Sheni is invalid, whether it was done B'Shogeg or B'Mezid. Halacha Hei. Kohen shekidesh bechelko mikodshei kodashim o mikodashim kalim eina mikudeshet, mipnei shelo hutru ela la'achila bilvad. Aval kohen shekidesh bitruma gdola uvitrumat maaser uvikurim, v'chein levi shekidesh maaser rishon v'Yisrael shekidesh maaser ani, harei zo mikudeshet. We've discussed hekdesh bet kabayit, but what about kodshei mizbeach, parts of a korban? When a Kohen receives a portion of a korban, be it the meat of Kodshe Kodshim or the Chazeva Shok from Kodshim Kalim, then, like Maaser Sheni, this isn't his property to use as he wishes. The principle is, Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu, this is the food of Hashem, and the Kohen has the privilege to eat from it, but he has no right to use it for any purpose other than eating. On the other hand, other types of halachically mandated gifts, like truma or bikurim to a kohen, maaser rishon to a levi, maaser ani to an ani, become like any other property of the recipient, and may be used for kiddushin. May a non-kohen man be mekadesh a woman with truma of his own? Halacha Vav clarifies that this depends on what we mean by truma of his own. If he separates truma from his own produce and hasn't yet given it to a kohen, this truma doesn't belong to him, and so kiddushin with it is ineffective. He has a form of quasi-ownership in this truma, called tovatana, in that he can decide which kohen will receive it. But we have a principle that tovatana hana ena mamon. This control over who gets the truma doesn't qualify as true ownership, and therefore it is insufficient to allow kiddushin to work. So much for truma from his own produce. Another way that a non-kohen can come to own truma is if he inherits truma from his maternal grandfather who was a kohen. This truma becomes the full property of the grandson. He may not eat it, of course, because he isn't a kohen, but he is allowed to sell it to a kohen. Therefore, he may also use it to be mekadesh a woman. Halacha Zayin. Hamekadesh et ha'isha begazel, o begneva, o bechamas. Im nityashu abali menoda shekana uto davar b'yehush, harei zo mekudeshet. Vim lav eina mekudeshet. If a man is mekadesh a woman with stolen property, the effectiveness of the kiddushin depends on whether the original owner of the property was mityaish or not, if he gave up on ever getting the property back. If he wasn't, then the thief has no ownership of the property, and the kiddushin is invalid. But if he was mityaish, then the kiddushin are valid. The Magen Mishnah explains that even though yeush by itself doesn't transfer ownership to the thief, it does combine with shinui reshut, the transfer of the property from the thief to a third party, in this case the woman, to transfer ownership to the woman as a result of the kiddushin. And since she owns it after the kiddushin because of yeush and shinui reshut, this indicates that the thief owns it partially before the kiddushin and therefore can be mekadesh with it in the first place. A specific case of seeming gezel is discussed in Halacha Chet. Suppose a man takes food or kli from his friend's house without permission, and is mekadesh a woman with it. If it is a cheap item which his friend isn't makpid on, like a date or a nut, then the kiddushin is valid. But otherwise, she isn't mekudeshet, even if the friend expresses approval of the use of his food or kli after the fact. The assumption is that this approval is meant only to avoid embarrassing the would-be husband, and does not constitute retroactive consent. Halacha Tet. Haitas chora beino uvein chavero, v'chilka shalom yidat chavero b'kidesh b'chelko, ho'ilu tzricha shumat beitin, eina mikudeshet, she'em ze notel la'atzmo ma shiirtze v'yaniach ma shiirtze. If Reuven is mekadesh a woman, with property he owns jointly with Shimon, she is not mikudeshet. We do not view the kesef kiddushin as coming from Reuven's share in the property, because a professional valuation is required before Reuven and Shimon can split the property. The next three halachot discuss cases where a man is mekadesh a woman using property of his to which she already has a relationship, and we summarize the details. Suppose a man had given some kind of deposit, a pikadon, to a woman for her to guard for him, to rent or to borrow. He can then say to her, I am a kaddish you with that pikadon, and you keep it. This kiddushin is valid. However, unlike a typical case where he makes the statement of kiddushin before handing anything over, and the kiddushin works even if she accepts the kesef silently, here she must express approval by saying yes or something similar, because the pikadon was already in her possession before any suggestion of kiddushin was made. If a man wants to be mekadesh a woman by returning to her something he owes her, either a loan or an object he has stolen from her, this can work if she forgives the debt and accepts the money or the object as kesef kiddushin instead. However, unlike the case of the pikadon, this must be clarified in advance of the handing over, because once he returns the money or the object to her as repayment, it becomes her property, and at that point it is meaningless to say, take it as kesef kiddushin. The way this agreement is clarified in advance is either by her actively consenting to it, or if they had previously agreed to marry, it suffices if he says, I am mekadesh you with this money or object, which I was supposed to return, and she accepts it silently. We continue with Halacha Yud Gimel. Ha-mekadesh b'milveh afilu aita b'shtar eina mekudeshet. Ketzad, kigon shayalo etzla chov dinar, va'amar lahariet mekudeshet li b'dinar sheyesh li b'yadeich. Eina mekudeshet, mipnei shahamilvah lahotza'a nitna, ve'ein kan davar kayam lehanot bo me'ata. Shikvar hotzia oto dinar ve'avra hana'ato. Up to this point, the Perek has discussed cases where the issue was whether the man really owns the kesef kiddushin and has the ability to use it and give it away. We move now to cases where the issue is whether the woman receives tangible benefit, which is sufficient to become mekudeshet. The first case of this type is mekadesh b'milveh. The man had earlier lent money to the woman, and now he says to her, I mekadesh you with the money I lent you, meaning she won't ever need to pay it back. This does not work as kiddushin, because of the principle of milveh lehutza'a nitna. When a loan is extended, the money becomes the property of the borrower. She has an obligation to repay, but the money itself is completely hers. So the lender cannot be mekadesher with that money, because this provides no tangible benefit to the woman. Shekvar hotzia oto dinar ve'avra hana'ato. She has already spent that money, and the benefit which it produced has passed. The Noseh Kelim on the Shulchan Aruch debate how to understand these last words of the Rambam. What if she hasn't used the money yet? The Beit Shmuel thinks that the Rambam would agree that she is mekudeshet in this case, but the Shulchan Aruch explicitly rules that this doesn't make a difference. There is another girsa in the text of the Rambam, which changes the verb to masculine, shekvar hotzi oto dinar, meaning that from the moment he, the man, gave her the money earlier when the loan was extended, the money has left his possession, and he cannot be mekadesh her by forgiving the loan, even if she hasn't used the money yet and it's still just sitting there on her table. Halach Yodalit says that if she had given him a collateral for the loan, then he can be mekadesh her with that loan if he also returns the collateral, the mashkon. Why? Sharehi nehenet mashkon me'ata, v'harehi gia hana'al yada. Receiving the mashkon provides a tangible benefit to her in this moment. In both Halach Yud Gimel and Halach Yud Daled, the Rambam's phrasing emphasizes the need to transfer tangible hana to the woman at the moment of the kiddushin. This formulation is important in understanding the next halacha, Halacha Tetvav. Hamekadesh b'hanayat milva, harei zo mekudeshet. Ketzad, kegon shehilva ota ata matayim zuz, v'amar la harei at mekudeshet li b'hanat zman sh'arviach lach b'milva zo sh'tia b'yadech kach v'kach yom, v'eini tov'a mimech ad zman ploni. Harei zo mekudeshet, sh'arei yesh la hana'a me'ata lishtamesh b'milva zo ad sof zman sh'kava. V'asru lasot ken, mipnei shehi kiribit, uf'ershu rabotai b'hana'at milva dvarim she'ein ra'ui l'shom'an. The Gemara Masechet Kiddushin says that even though Kiddushin with a loan, milveh, is ineffective, as we just explained, the Kiddushin works if done using hanat milveh. This term isn't defined, except for the fact that it refers to a loan which is ultimately returned. Therefore, the Gemara adds, it is forbidden to be mekadesh with hanat milveh because it resembles ribit, taking interest. In addition to ultimately getting his money back, the man is mekadesh the woman at no extra cost. What exactly is this case of hanat milveh, in which the kiddushin is effective? There are many opinions among Rishonim, and the Rambam rejects them at the end of the Salacha as dvarim she'ein ra'ui l'shom'an, things unworthy of being heard. He seems to be referring to the opinion of the Rif, which is also that of the Ravid in his Asaga here, that Hanat Milveh refers to extending the duration of an existing loan. If she was supposed to pay him back in Nisan, but would have been happy to pay someone money to secure an extension of the repayment until Elul, then the man could be Mekadesher with this extension of 4 months, as this is something of value to her. The Rambam rejects this, seemingly because of the criteria we saw in the last two halachot. The Kesef Kiddushin must provide a tangible benefit right now, so delaying repayment of a loan doesn't qualify, because the money itself was already hers, and the extension just keeps an existing situation in place. The Rambam's own understanding of Hanat Milveh is that the man loans the woman money at the time of the Kiddushin, and is Mekadesher with the benefit she gets from being able to use the money until whatever time the loan will become due. The Ravid agrees that this works too, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes both the opinions of the Rambam and the Rif and the Ravid, about Hanat Milveh. Halacha Yud Zayin. Hayalo chov biad achirim va'amarla harei mikudeshet li b'chov sheyesh li biad ze b'marat shloshtan harei zo mikudeshet. If Reuven owes money to Shimon, then Shimon can be mekadesh a woman by transferring the debt to her. So then now she gets to collect from Reuven. How is this debt formally transferred? Through the mechanism of mamad shloshtan. All three need to stand together, Reuven, Shimon, and the woman, and Shimon formally declares in their presence that he is handing over the debt to her. The Shulchan Aruch writes that if Shimon has a shtar, then he can be mekadesh a woman by transferring the shtar to her, even without Reuven being present. The transfer itself requires writing another shtar in a process called ktiva umesira. However, the Shulchan Aruch concludes that this is only Kiddushei Safek, because even after relinquishing his shtar, Shimon is legally able to forgive the debt. A woman doesn't genuinely agree to Kiddushin, lo samchadata, in which the kesef she receives, in this case the debt, may turn out to be worthless, because the loan will be forgiven. Halachot Yud Tet and Chaf address cases in which a man wants to be mekadesh a woman by providing a service to her, either speaking to the government on her behalf to cancel a debt she owes them, or physically making an object for her out of raw materials which belong to her. This does not work, because it is the equivalent of being mekadesh with a loan. We have a principle in halacha of yeshna l'schirut mitchila v'ad sof. Wages are owed to a laborer incrementally, one shava pruta at a time, for each small amount of work he does. This actually came up earlier in Hilchot Avodah Zarah, Perek Zayin. Therefore, by the time his services are done, with which he wants to be mekadesher, the money owed to him is an existing debt, and the kiddushin consists of simply canceling this debt she owes him. As we saw in Halacha Yud Gimel, this does not work. Hamekadesh b'milva ain't a mekudeshet. Therefore, he must give her a pruta separately in order to be mekadesher in either of these cases. We continue with Halacha Chaf Aleph. Haisha shamra ten dinar leploni matana v'tkadesh ani lecha v'natan v'amar la harei at mekudeshet li b'hana'at matana zo shnatati al pich harei zo mekudeshet. Af al pish lo higia la klum, hare ne'net birtzona shnasa, v'ne'na ploni biglala. If a woman says to Reuven, give a dinar to Shimon, and I'll be mekudeshet to you, then the kiddushin are valid. Once Reuven gives the dinar to Shimon, and says to the woman, I am mekadesh you with the benefit you receive from the gift I gave Shimon at your behest. The Gemara Masechet Kiddushin calls this method kiddushin midin arev. An arev is a cosigner or a guarantor to a loan, who agrees to pay it when it comes due if the borrower is unable to do so. The arev places himself in debt even though the benefit of the loan goes to someone else, and so too the woman in our case can be mekudeshet even though the dinar is being given to someone else, Shimon. Here there is a fundamental debate among Rishonim how kiddushin midin arev works, and the Rambam takes a clear side in this debate. According to several Rishonim, including Rabbeinu Hananel and Tosfot, an arev in general is viewed as a co-recipient of the loan, even if in practice he doesn't receive anything, which is why he can be obligated to pay it back. So too here, when Reuven gives the dinar to Shimon, it is as if he gives it to both Shimon and the woman, and therefore she is mekudeshet. According to this understanding, the Kesef Kiddushin is the dinar itself, given in practice to Shimon and virtually to the woman as well. But the Rambam doesn't say this. He writes, and several other Rishonim agree, including the Rashba, that Reuven is Mekadesh the woman not with the dinar itself, but with the hana she gets from the fact that Shimon received a gift at her behest. This seems to reflect a different understanding of the entire institution of Arev, less abstract and more concrete. The Arev isn't a virtual recipient of the loan. Rather, he agrees to assume the risk in exchange for a specific tangible benefit, which he receives by doing so. Namely, he gets a reputation for reliability. The Gemara says that there is also such a thing as mechira midin arev. Levi can sell Yehuda a field for money, but he can tell Yehuda, rather than giving the money to me, give it to Ploni. Fascinatingly, when the Rambam records this din in Hilchot Mechira Perek Aleph, he does not say, as he does here, that the Kesef Mechira is the tangible benefit Levi gets by having Ploni receive a gift at his behest. In other words, regarding Mechira, the Rambam seems to accept the other, more abstract Arev model of Rabbeinu Chananel. It may be that the Rambam accepts both models of Arev and applies each one as necessary. In Kiddushin, as we've seen since Halacha Yud Gimel, the Rambam has a very consistent approach. A woman is mekudeshet through kesef only if she receives tangible benefit from the kesef at the moment of Kiddushin. The abstract model of Arev is therefore entirely irrelevant. She is only mekudeshet if she receives something concrete, and the fact that a gift was given at her behest is sufficient. Skip the rest of this halacha for the moment, and continue to Halacha Chaf Bet. Amar la, heilach dinar ze matana vidkachi leploni, vikidsha oto ploni. Va'amar la, harei et mekudeshet li bahana'a zo haba'a lach biglali. Harei zo mekudeshet, af al pi shelo natan la hamekadesh klum. In this case, Reuven says to a woman, take this dinar as a gift, and be mekudeshet through it to Shimon. The Gemara refers to this as Kiddushin Midin Eved Kanani. Just like an Eved Kanani can gain the benefit of going free when someone else gives money to his master, so too here, Shimon can gain the benefit of Kiddushin when Reuven gives the Kiddushe Kesef to the woman. Here too, there's a more abstract understanding and a more concrete one. The more abstract one is to see Reuven as acting on Shimon's behalf, as if he were a shaliach, in which case Shimon doesn't need to say anything to the woman beyond what Reuven said to her. But the Rambam, as before, takes the more concrete approach. No one is acting on anyone's behalf. The woman received a gift in exchange for her willingness to be mekudeshet to Shimon, and Shimon must explicitly tell her that he is being mekadesher with the benefit she received on his account. The end of Halacha Chaf Aleph that we skipped is a case which the Gemara calls a combination of Midin Arev and Midin Eved Kanani. A woman tells Reuven, give a dinar to Shimon and I will become mekudeshet to him. This is like Arev in that she becomes Mekudeshet, even though someone else receives the money. And it is like Eved Kanani in that the Mekadesh does not have to give up any money himself. This too is a valid Kiddushin. And yet again, the Rambam requires that the eventual husband, Shimon, say explicitly to the woman, I am Mekadesh you with the benefit you get from the fact that I received a gift at your behest. Halacha Chaf Bet ends with an extreme case. If a man is an Adam Chashuv, an individual so important that a typical person feels honored if this Adam Chashuv accepts a gift from him, then he can be Mekadesh a woman by taking a gift from her. As in the three previous cases, he must say to her, I am Mekadesh you with the benefit you receive from the fact that I accepted your gift. The Shulchan Aruch writes that we cannot be sure who qualifies as an Adam Chashuv, and therefore, in any case of Kiddushin performed in this manner, a get is required unless a reliable posek examines the case and decides otherwise. Halacha Chaf Gimel. Haomer Lisha, Hidkatshi li bidinar, v'harei ze hamashkon biyadeich ad she'etein hadinar. Einam mikudeshet, lo hadinar higia liyada, v'lo hamashkon natan liyoto shela. Haya biyado mashkon al chov sheyesh lo etzel achirim v'kideish bo isha af al pi she'ino shelo harei zo mekudeshet lefi shebal chov yesh lo miktzat kinyan b'gufo shel mashkon. A man says to a woman, I am a kadesh you with a dinar, but for now take this collateral mashkon until I give you the dinar. The Gemara says about this case that she is not mekudeshet because mana einkan mashkon einkan. The Rambam understands this to mean that he did not give her the dinar itself, nor did he give her the mashkon to keep, just to hold on to temporarily. Since there is no tangible benefit to her, she is not mekudeshet this way. In contrast, if he has a collateral from a debt owed to him by a third party, he can be mekadeshur by giving her that mashkon. Presumably, this means that she will ultimately collect the debt from that third party. But this isn't the reason that the kiddushin works. As we saw earlier, even transferring a debt through giving a shtar is only suffik mekudeshet because the loan can subsequently be forgiven. And this loan, too, can be forgiven by the husband even after he gives away the collateral. Rather, the reason this kiddushin works is the principle of bal chov kone mashkon. A lender has partial ownership of a collateral that he takes, which he relinquishes by returning it when the loan is repaid. This is learned by Chazal from the pasuk, which refers to returning a collateral as an act of tzedakah. The lender owns the mashkon, and hence returning it is a form of charity. The Ramah points out that this principle doesn't apply to a mashkon taken from a non-Jew, and so a man cannot be mekadesh a woman with this type of collateral. Halacha Chaf Dalet. Ha'omer li'isha, harit mekudeshet li bidinar ze al menat shetachziri li, eina mekudeshet, bein hechzira, bein lo hechzira. Shim lo hechzira to, harei lo nekeh matnai. Vim hechzira, harei lo nehenet, v'lo higia liada klum. This is the last case in the second part of the perek about what qualifies as tangible benefit on the part of the woman to be considered kesef kiddushin. If a man is mekadesh a woman using a matana amanat lahachzir, a gift given on condition that it is ultimately returned, she is not mekudeshet. In general, a matana amanat lahachzir is a legally valid gift. For example, as we saw in Hilchot Lulav, one may give his dalad minim to someone else as a matana amanat lahachzir on the first day of Sukkot, when there is a requirement of lachem, so that he can be yotzei the mitzvah with his own set. Or, a father of a bechor can do pinyan ben by giving 5 slaim of silver to a kohen as a matana amanat lahachzir. So why does it not work for kiddushin? The Gemara gives a vague answer, and Tosfot there understand that the disqualification is entirely rabbinic. Mida oraita, it is possible to be mekadesh a woman using a matana amanat lahachzir because this is a legally valid gift, as we see in the cases of dalad minim and pinyan ben. But the Rambam understands this to be a deoraita disqualification, and his explanation is rooted in the same considerations we've seen consistently since Halacha Yud Gimel. Receiving a matana amanat lahachzir provides no tangible benefit to the woman. If she never returns the gift, then the condition of amanat lahachzir is unfulfilled, so the gift is retroactively void. If she does return it, then she has no benefit. Hari lo nehenet velo higia liada klum. The Rama points out, however, that just as we saw in Halacha Tadvav, that one can be mekadesh a woman with hanat milveh, that means, for the Rambam, with the benefit of borrowing money for a limited time, so too can one be mekadesh a woman with the benefit of using a gift for a limited time until it has to be returned. But if the kiddushin is done with the object itself, not with the hanah she gets from using it, then as we see in this halacha, that object must be given over fully, and not on condition that it ultimately be returned. The remaining halachot of the perek discuss cases in which there is doubt what exactly constitutes the kesef kiddushin, and we summarize the cases. If a man is mekadesh a woman with a bundle of branches, which is subsequently discovered to be less than a pruta, he cannot remedy the situation by pointing out that it had several coins, worth more than a pruta, hidden inside it, unless she verbally consents to be mekudeshet with those coins. The reason for this is that she did not know about those coins at the time of the kiddushin, and her acceptance at that time was only of the bundle itself. If a man is mekadesh a woman by giving her many dates, one at a time, is he mekadesh her with all them together, or only with whichever individual date is most valuable? It depends on his formulation. If he said, hidkadshili bazo, several times, then he's mekadesh her with only one date. If he said, hidkadshili bazo, uvazo, then he's mekadesh her with all the dates together. But even in this case, if she eats the dates as she receives them, so that by the time the last date is handed over, all the earlier ones have been eaten, then she is only mekudeshet with the last one, if it is worth a pruta. In this case, the dates she already ate are the equivalent of a loan, because she had already used them by the time the kiddushin was completed. And as we know, ha-mekadesh b'milveh eina mekudeshet. The perek ends with a case of a man who is mekadesh a woman with a cup of liquid. What is the kesef kiddushin here, which needs to be worth a pruta? The cup? The liquid inside it, or both together? It depends on the liquid. If it is water, which is secondary to the cup, then the kiddushin is with both together. If it is oil, which is expensive and more significant than the cup, then the kiddushin is assumed to be with the oil and not the cup. If the liquid inside is wine, this is on the one hand too significant to be considered secondary to the cup, like water. On the other hand, it isn't significant enough that we assume the kiddushin to be with the liquid alone rather than the cup. Therefore, in this case, the kiddushin is with the cup alone. Thank you for joining me in learning today's perek of the Mishnah Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next perek.